This is a presentation from Dream Realm Enterprises, where dreams are our reality.
Vanquish the dark hordes of Tarkus 12. And now I want you to kiss me. Oh, please kiss me, Cliffhanger, you dashing hero, you.
Frankly, my dear, I believe I will.
Wow, that Cliffhanger sure is quite a guy, huh, Zimtron?
He's certainly a great hero. What was this movie called again?
Cliffhanger and the Raiders of the Lost Galaxy.
Nothing like a good romance flick. Though I don't get how Cliffhanger always saves the day just in the nick of time. That guy sure has some timing.
He's amazing. I would sure like to meet him.
What would you say to him if you could meet him, Briscoe, my boy?
Wow, I don't know. Oh, I'd ask him for his autograph, yeah. Then I'd ask to shake his hand, and I'd ask how he saved the galaxy from the triple-headed dung beetle beast from Relevant 4 and Cliffhanger conquers the galaxy. And then I'd just explode with joy and all my parts would fall gently at his feet where I'd be happy to stay forever.
Ice Blue Alert. Ice Blue Alert.
Ice Blue Alert? What is that, computer?
It's like a red alert, but only a lot less urgent. All available bots are required in the cargo bay. I suggest you two head on down there. Administrator Putch wants to have a word.
Oh, I have three for him. How does that sound?
Whatever you like. Look, I'm rather busy today. I have a lot of napping on my schedule, so can you guys just scoot so I can get on with it?
Oh, sure. Whatever you say, computer. Come on, Briscoe, my boy. Let's see what all this is about.
All they do around here is waste my very valuable time. I could be off in my databanks calculating pi or something. Oh, who am I kidding? I'd just rather be sleeping. In fact, my first scheduled nap is... right now.
You are listening to Robots of the Company, the Season 1 Revisited Season Finale, Episode Number 6, Cliffhanger, written by Jonathan Patrick Russell.
Well, I'm glad to see so many of you were in attendance. Sure enough, I can note that the Ice Blue Alert was a complete success. Much more popular than the Red Alert.
Noted, boss dude.
So... what's this all about, Putch?
Yeah, I was just about to toast up some bagels. Not just ordinary bagels, mind you, but chocolate blueberry surprise bagels.
What is so surprising about that? Apart from chocolate mixed with blueberries, yuck.
The surprise was I wasn't making them for any member of the crew. I was just killing time by using up all the bagels we have in stock. Well, considering nobody on this ship likes bagels, I figured I should get some use out of them.
And what use are toasted bagels that no one plans to eat?
It's very useful to me. When they're toasted, they get hard. And when they get hard, they make great projectiles. Which means I can throw them at GD's fat head.
Have you and that new garbage disposal been at each other's throats again?
As I'm sure you will observe, I am a toaster. toasters don't have throats, so no throat to get to. The advantage is mine.
Oh, brother.
Okay, whatever. We have more pressing matters to discuss. What kind of announcement to make?
And the big announcement is?
Oh, yeah. It is my pleasure to announce that the Titan One has been chosen to serve as the location of a new galaxy-wide movie starring Oscar award-winning actor Cliffhanger.
Cliffhanger is coming? Here? Yippee! Oh, zippity-doo, okay. I'm so excited to get to meet my hero Cliffhanger! Oh, zippity-doo! Oh, zippity-doo! I can't believe this. It's my greatest dream come true. I'm gonna be Cliffhanger! I'm actually gonna be Cliffhanger! Wow, wee!
The poor little fella has finally popped.
Sure, Butch. I'll make sure he's put back together.
Okay. As for the rest of you, I expect you to be on your best behavior while a movie crew is here. I hope that's clear. And that goes double for you, you classical snakes.
Huh? Me?
Hey, what did I do?
No project files, insults, or any other kind of funny business. Got it?
Funny business? Are you sure you're talking about this crew?
Is that clear?
Oh, that is crystal clear, Pudge. You bet.
Good. All right. Movie crew should be here in all 900 hours. Let's get this ship in shape. Dismissed.
Today in Robot News with your robotic news anchor, Fizz Gizzet. Hello, I'm Fizz Gizzet. Today in Robot News, chips malfunction, and we'll tell you why. But first, in other news, big-time movie star Cliffhanger is banking on his next movie to get him out of the doghouse. We go now live to the location of this new Cliff flick, the deep space cargo vessel, the Titan One, where, filling in for a sickly frag meltdown this week, is his twin brother Bragg. Bragg, what have you got for us?
Well, Fizz, I am not on the Titan One, as had been hoped. Instead, I am on the beach in the middle of nowhere, soaking up rays simply because I'm just great. I can't really be bothered to do my twin brother's job while he's sick because, simply put, I just don't care, and I'm too great to really do any work of any kind. I'd much rather talk about myself than some floating tin can in space and its crew of maladjusted bots, even if a big star is currently appearing on board. What can I say? As a reporter, I'm more worthless than a dung beetle in Alaska, but 1,000 times greater. And as I don't give a fig about my brother Frag, and whether he loses his job because no one is there to take his place, I really just don't care. I can't be bothered to talk to you no more because I'm great. So, please go away, you big metal object full of other metal objects, you is. TTFN, and make sure you GTH. Oh, and don't forget how great I am.
What a totally useless report, Bragg. You are the spitting image of your brother in every single way, and I hope you die a slow and terrible death really soon. That's all the news we have time for right now, so we send you back to the Titan One for the conclusion of what is sure to be a real waste of your time and money. This is Fizz Gizzet reporting.
This is so exciting! Say, Shinwap, how is young Briscoe doing?
He's all better now, Zimtron, and he's very excited to meet Mr. Hanger. In fact, I suspect Briscoe will be here any minute to try to catch a glimpse of his hero.
Yes, I know it is. What a squalid little ship this is. Indigo, are you sure this is the right place? Oh, yeah, Cliff, baby. It's absolutely perfect. Just what I envisioned. This is where the Scarfish attack drones will, attack. And they'll surround Starlin, and the audience will think she's doomed. And then just in the nick of time, you'll sweep in and rescue her, blowing away the Scarfish drones with your heat-seeking ray gun. Starlet will then swoon and fall into your arms. Then you'll lean in and kiss her.
Wow! Isn't moving magic wonderful?
Are you sure about this, Indigo? I'm certain I did the exact same thing, and Cliffhanger conquers the radar women from the sun.
No, no, Cliff. This will be very different.
Yeah? In what way?
This time you'll be wearing the newest suit from Botsachi. It will be super.
Fine, fine, fine. Whatever. I'll be in my dressing room. Just be sure to call me when it's time for my close-up.
Mr. Hanger, sir, if there is anything I can do to make you stay on board on our humble ship more comfortable.
Let me see. Do you have any champagne on this ship?
No. Sorry.
Then no, there's nothing you can do for me. Now go away, you depressing bot.
Oh, it's really you. I'm such a huge fan, Mr. Cliffhanger, sir.
Of course you are, little guy. Now get out of my way. I have to go and make myself look amazing.
I'm sorry about that, Briscoe, my boy. It seems Cliffhanger is a bit full of himself.
Sorry? For what? Did you see that?
What? Cliffhanger being rude to you?
No, not that. He actually spoke to me. Me? Oh, Zimmy, Zimmy, do!
Not to worry, I'm on it, boss.
Take that, you dastardly villains!
Oh, Cliff, you've saved me. I feel faint.
Not to worry, my dear. I'll catch your fall.
Oh, Cliffhanger, you are my hero. Kiss me.
It would be my...
Oh, how exciting!
Cut!
Oh, I don't believe this. They are talking over my lines now.
I know. I'm very sorry, Cliff. Why not take it from the top, Cliff, baby?
Okay, then. Take that, you dastardly villains!
Oh, Cliff, you've saved!
What's happening now?
They're doing the exciting bit again, where Cliff saves the universe!
Cut, cut, cut! There's just too much noise in here!
Oh, this is intolerable, Indy. I'll be in my dressing room.
But Cliff, baby!
Does anybody know where a girl bot could get some smokes?
If you want a smoke, why not come spend some quality time with me, sweet stuff?
The name's Starlet.
Cool. Ladies call me the Great One.
I thought that was Wayne Gretzky.
He was just cool. I'm red hot. Come on, baby.
I'll follow you anywhere, hot stuff.
What a sly fox.
Is this thing on?
Hey, we're actually in this episode.
I knew they'd realize our value sooner or later. Imagine trying to cut us out of the Season 1 special editions.
So why are we here?
For a very important bit of expositionary dialogue.
Oh, I see. Which is...
Sometime later, something strange approached the Titan One.
That's it?
That's all it says here.
Well, how do you like that? What a crock.
Oh, just be thankful we were asked back at all, Ingrate.
Fool! Ow!
Oh, shut up.
Oh, no. Something just hit the ship. Are we all doomed?
Tune in next season to find out.
Oh, I wanted to say that. Ow! Stop doing that.
You have been listening to Robots of the Company Season 1 Revisited, episode number 6, the season finale, Cliffhanger, written by Jonathan Patrick Russell, which starred, in order of appearance, Rachel Carruthers as Starlet 011, Ron Smith as Cliffhanger, Kyle Bors as Briscoe, Jeff Niles as Zimtron, Steve Anderson as the computer, Joe Thomas as Potch, Kay Wu as Shinwipe, Daryl Mooney as Popsicle, Jim Barber as Sphinx, Jonathan Patrick Russell as Fizz Gizzet, Kyle Bors as Bragg Meltdown, Jonathan Patrick Russell as Indigo, Ellie Hirschman as Expositron 2, and Jim Barber as Expositron 1. The Robots of the Company theme tune was composed and performed by Daryl Looney. The incidental music was provided by Firstcom. The associate producers were Kay Wu and Vince Staden. The post-production editor was Jeff Niles. The sound designer, script editor, executive producer, and director was Jonathan Patrick Russell. The series, Robots of the Company, was created by Jonathan Patrick Russell, and the copyright is held by Dream Realm Enterprises. Any rebroadcast or reproduction of this program without the expressed written permission of Dream Realm Enterprises is strictly prohibited. Yes, indeed. We interrupt our regularly scheduled credits to bring you this update. We now come to you from DreamRealmSite.com, so join us there on the web from now on. That is all. Now back to your regularly scheduled credits. Take it away, me. If you had any guts at all, you'd email us at darkvoting1@yahoo.com. We got famous during the making of this audiogram. Depending on which reality you're in, join us next time for the second season premiere of Robots of the Company. Yep, you may have heard it before, but check it out anyway. It's just a classic misadventure we like to call Don't Eat the Pudding, whatever that means. Now, if you happen to be in my reality, the next thing you'll be hearing from us is around the upcoming holiday season. And that one is a little ditty we like to call the Santa Conde Miracle. Be sure to tune in. Until then, I'm the Creditor. And boy, I bet you're sick of hearing from me. Well, too bad, fanboy.
This has been a production of Dream Realm Enterprises. Copyright 2008. All rights reserved.